RadioSt. Pete.com. From Fox Hall at Eckerd College in South St. Petersburg, this is live event coverage from RadioSt. Pete.com. Good morning, I'm Joe Bordeaux. And in a few minutes, we're going to give you an opportunity to hear the swearing-in ceremony for the new police chief in the city of St. Petersburg, Chief Anthony Holloway. This program today will be led by the Community Awareness Division manager, Yolanda Fernandez, a former Tampa Bay television anchor. We'll have a presentation of the St. Petersburg Police Color Guard, the Pledge of Allegiance, and then various welcomes, including Dr. Donald Eastman III, the president of Eckerd College, the mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman. And then the actual swearing-in ceremony will take place. The swearing-in will be conducted by Judge Morris Silberman, the Florida 2nd District Court of Appeals. Then remarks by the new police chief, Anthony Holloway. A very large crowd here in the Huff Center at Eckerd College for this event. Members of the community, of course, a lot of police department and city officials, politicians in attendance for this program, which was scheduled to begin here in Fox Hall at 11 o'clock this morning. And we anticipate the program will begin shortly. Thanks very much for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. This gives us an opportunity to acknowledge the fact that yesterday we learned that RadioSt.Pete.com was a finalist in the Radio Internet News Awards in the category of single-stream pure-play internet radio stations. This was a great surprise. We are one of five semi-finalists in this international competition, being recognized for hyper-local radio. In some ways, a return to radio 40 and 50 years ago, but delivered digitally over the internet and on mobile devices. So this program today, assuming it comes out well, will be an example of getting very, very involved in the community. The deputy mayor is at the podium asking folks to take their seats so the program can begin. If you're just joining us, you're listening to live coverage of the swearing-in ceremony of the new police chief in the city of St. Petersburg, Chief Anthony Holloway, coming to you from the Fox Hall in the Huff Center at Eckerd College in South St. Petersburg.
As to my right, Eckerd College President Dr. Donald R. Eastman III, Mayor Rick Kreisman, Chief Anthony Holloway and his wife, Andrea Dreyfus, the Honorable Morris Silberman, Judge, 2nd District Court of Appeal, and Interim Police Chief David Decay. We also have several people that I'd like to take a moment to recognize that who are here in the audience to share this important occasion with us. We have Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin here in the front, Council Members Charlie Gertis, Jim Kennedy, Bill Dudley, and Steve Cornell are all here. We also have Senator Jeff Brandis, as well as Representative Dwight Dudley, and Pinellas County Commissioner Charlie Justice. Thank you for being here. And from the St. Petersburg Fire Department, we have Chief Jim Large, as well as Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, and several visiting police chiefs from the communities all over Pinellas County, and even from Massachusetts, I understand. And we also have a friend from across the bay, Chief Jane Castor from Tampa. So thank you for coming, all of you. We also have the Honorable Chief Judge Tom McGrady from the 6th Judicial Circuit, and the Pinellas Pasco State Attorney Bernie McCabe, and Public Defender Bob Dillinger with us. And we'd like to extend a very special welcome this morning to U.S. Special Operations Commander Admiral William McRaven and his wife, George Ann. Thank you all for coming. This is such an important day for us, not only for the St. Petersburg Police Department, but for the entire city of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County as well. And now I'd like to have the presentation of colors, so if you could please stand for the presentation of colors by the St. Petersburg Police Color Guard, and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. And I'd like to ask Rabbi Jacob Lusky to come forward to say the invocation.
Zeh hayom asa Adonai nagila ve'nismecha bo. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. The world may smile at our dreams. No matter, we still believe. We believe in tomorrow. We believe that we have the power to make tomorrow different than today. We believe that poverty need not be permanent, that alienation need not be forever, that people need not be perpetually in strife, at war. We believe in humanity, despite all that we know about ourselves. And we believe that there can be a time for justice, a time for virtue, a time for fellowship, a time for sharing, a time of tranquility for all who live in this community and throughout our land. We believe in tomorrow, for God has guided us in how to live today. We gather this morning to celebrate as a beloved city of St. Petersburg and welcome our new chief of police. We pray for him, for his wife, for his family, for all those involved in law enforcement, for all of you dedicated leaders in our community. So, Chief Holloway, here are my thoughts for you as you begin this new chapter after having completed 29 years in law enforcement just this week. May you always have enough happiness to keep you sweet, enough trials to keep you strong, enough hope to keep you hungry, enough failure to keep you humble, enough success to keep you eager, enough friends to give you comfort, enough wealth to meet your needs, enough enthusiasm to look forward, enough faith to banish sadness, enough determination to make each day better than yesterday. This is our prayer for you and for our community.
Eastman, I'm president of Becker College, and on behalf of the college, I want to issue a very warm welcome to all of you, some of you who don't get to our campus very often. It's a great day for us to have all of you distinguished guests and public servants on this campus, Mr. Mayor, Chief, members of the council, Senator Brandes, Adam Raven, so many wonderful people representing people who work hard for others every day. We're just very much delighted to have you here. We get today to watch not only history being made, but to welcome home one of our distinguished graduates of our program for experienced learners. When Chief Holloway decided to follow his mentor's advice to pursue higher education, he chose Eckerd College. Like so many of our adult students, he studied nights and weekends while holding down a full-time job. As a Clearwater police officer, he earned a bachelor's degree in business management in 1999, and we are very proud to welcome him back to Eckerd College. At Eckerd College, we believe a liberal arts education offers the strongest foundation for understanding the complexities of this world. And our Pell program helps busy adults achieve their dreams, whether it's to advance their careers or to finish a long-ago storied bachelor's degree or simply to improve their knowledge of the world. We also believe deeply in public service, which is why tens of thousands of hours are contributed to this community every year by our students and our faculty. Our graduates go on to do great things globally and right here at home. Consider that the new police chief here today to begin his tenure, as well as the city's fire chief, two city council members, and the sheriff of Pinellas County are all Eckerd College graduates. As many of you know, our claim is that Eckerd College changes lives, but it's also clear, and I think becoming more clear to the citizens of St. Petersburg, that Eckerd College trains leaders. We're proud to count Mayor Rick Kreisman as an Eckerd supporter and are particularly pleased that he has devoted much of his time and his tenure as mayor to our part of town down here in South St. Petersburg. This is not his first visit to campus, nor will it be his last. We are honored to call him friend. Please welcome the Honorable Rick Kreisman.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Eastman. We are thankful for Eckerd College, for what it has meant for St. Petersburg, and for what it means for our future as the Skyway Marina District continues to unfold. Thank you for hosting us today. I also want to thank Andrew Dreyfus. As every cop knows, the spouse and family are always along for the ride, too. And so we thank Andrew for her love and support of Chief Holloway and for her service to St. Petersburg. And a final thanks to Chief Dave Decay. Dave has been a steady leader during a period of transition for the department, and we owe him a tremendous debt of gratitude. So thank you, Chief. It may be raining out a little bit today, but the sun still shines on us here in St. Petersburg and on the St. Petersburg Police Department. And it's shining on Chief Anthony Holloway and all the men and women who serve and protect us every day. Today, I'm not only excited for the future of this department, but I'm excited for our neighborhoods, for our business community, and for everyone that comes to St. Petersburg to live, work, and play. Chief Holloway is a leader. He knows what needs to be done, and he knows how to do it. And I'm confident that he will return this department to the prominence it once had. And it's time for a change, so let's let the change begin. Let's get this chief sworn in. It's time.
Judge or a lawyer a microphone is a great opportunity. I really will only say a couple of things. I've known Tony and Andrew for many years. I've watched Tony's career through many years, and when he went up to Somerville, when he rose the ranks in Clearwater, went up to Somerville, back to Clearwater and here. And the one thing that I admire about Tony, the characteristics that he brings, the integrity, the ability to listen, to make decisions, to be a friend, to be a person who not only knows how to lead, but knows how to serve with others. And I'm just so proud of you, Tony. I'm excited for the city of St. Petersburg, Mayor. Well done. And if you are ready, then we're ready to go.
I state your name.
I, Anthony Holloway.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To discharge all of the duties.
Discharge all the duties
incumbent
upon me
as police chief of the city of St. Petersburg, Florida.
As police chief of St. Petersburg, as the city of St. Petersburg Police Florida.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Without favor or affection.
Without favor or affection.
And in doing so.
And in doing so.
To uphold and support.
To uphold and support.
The law enforcement code of ethics.
The law enforcement code of ethics.
Of my profession.
Of my profession.
As well as.
As well as.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Sent me the oath, I started thinking about what this badge really means to me. The shining badge is a symbol of trust and authority to all the officers, non-sworn personnel, as well as the citizens of St. Petersburg have placed in me. Every day when we pin this badge over our hearts, it is a reminder that we have a duty to do everything we can do to use our powers wisely so that we can earn the trust and respect of our citizens. When one of us tarnishes his badge, the tarnish can be spread to other badges. There are three words that are on our patch here at the St. Pete Police Department: loyalty, integrity, and fidelity. That creates an absolute duty by which we all must live. We owe this duty to ourselves and to the community as a whole. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Congratulations again, Chief. This concludes our ceremony. You're all invited to light refreshments in the back of the room. Thank you for coming.
The words of Yolanda Fernandez, the Community Awareness Division of the St. Pete Police Department, closing today's program, the swearing-in ceremony for the new police chief here in the city of St. Petersburg, Chief Anthony Holloway. On the program, in addition to Ms. Fernandez, you heard the invocation from Rabbi Jacob Lewski from St. Petersburg. Dr. Donald R. Eastman III, president of Eckerd College, welcomed Eckerd graduate Anthony Holloway and the rest of the several hundred city leaders here in Fox Hall at Eckerd College this morning. There were remarks by Mayor Rick Kreisman, the mayor of the city of St. Petersburg, and then the actual swearing in by Florida 2nd District Court of Appeals Judge Morris Silberman. Then remarks were heard from the new police chief in St. Petersburg, Chief Anthony Holloway. You've been listening to live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com here on Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. This program came to you live from Fox Hall in the Huff Center on the campus of Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. Thanks for listening. This is Joe Bordeaux, returning you now to our studio.
RadioSt.Pete.com.